When I was in the erecting shop, the production was incredible. You had two lines of lynx. There was a line of sea kings and also a line of gazelles. When I first went in there, it was quite common to be producing three or four lynx and at least one sea king a month. And they were going out one after the other. It's a completely different place now. I mean, you wouldn't recognise, or I certainly wouldn't recognise now, the actual ethos of building a helicopter has changed anyway with modular build. Yeah, it was a great place to work in the 80s. But of course, what we hadn't realised, or I won't say we, the workforce, we hadn't realised the financial difficulty the company was in and how important this world speed record was for the company. We'd obviously heard of Sir John Cuckney. We knew a bit about him, what had been released through the internal information coming from the management. But we hadn't realised really that it was so important. I think the message that came from Sir John was that the money houses in London likes winners. Everybody loves a winner. And that's why I think he suggested the world speed record to Westlands. I think what had happened is prior to that, Westlands had done a private venture with the WG-30, which was a helicopter which was being developed for the armed forces as mainly a troop carrier. But I think I'm right in saying that we had several. I mean, in our hangar, they were operating from our hangar several experimental aircraft. But I think it was Operation Lionheart, which was a NATO exercise, I think, had sort of changed the mind of the government that the WG-30 wasn't large enough, certainly as a Sea King replacement, and it was scrapped. And of course, Westlands had ploughed a lot of money into the WG-30. They went on and built a few. I think a few went to India, a few went to British Airways, but it was actually a white elephant, I think. And I think that's why Westlands were in so much trouble. So that's when Sir John Cuckney was called in by the city. And like I say, you know, the city likes winners. And I think that's exactly what he told them. But at the same time, you see, what had happened was they'd realised that with the production of this Burt Blade, they could get so much more performance from the aircraft, so much more lift from the blade. They were quietly confident. So I think that's probably why it all went that way. I don't think, without the Burt Blades, I don't think they would have done it personally.